Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disorder Radio. Busy day today on the show with multiple guests, but first, in honor of their Playland album being released this week, this Thursday at the Astoria, in fact, Supermoon, playing with Woolworm, Dumb, and Shrouded Amps. Kick it off today, Supermoon, on the show, Witching Hour, on Disorder Radio, CITR 101.9. It's Witching Hour here on Disorder Radio, and that is the name of that track from Supermoon. Supermoon will be playing an album release show this Thursday at the Astoria, along with Woolworm, Dumb, and Shrouded Amps. Brand new album is called Playland. This Thursday you can check that out, as well as this Friday live at CITR. Supermoon will be here to grace the CITR studio with a live performance on Femme Concept, which starts at 1 p.m. Be sure to check that one out. Happy Supermoon has got some live music and they're back. So we have lots of live music, lots of guests. It's going to be a very busy day here at Disorder Radio. I see we got a couple of guests out in the hallway right now, including Savannah Saloom, also known as Plazas. Hello, Savannah. Let's get your mic up there.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Disorder Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So we are being blessed with Savannah's presence. She's going to join us and do a little three or four song set for us here. We'll let you have a performance, and then we'll come back and have a chat right afterwards.
Sounds good.
Okay, so here she is live on Discord Radio, Savannah Saloom, a.k.a. Plazas, to do a special live set here on CITR 101.9 FM.
To Leave You Behind. Next up is a song off of Empathy called More Than Words. A certain kind of glare. Do you find it hard to fake it when you already know? Why your words don't show? Mm-hmm. Next up, Phenomena.
Should have chosen honesty, because now I see. So come to morose with me. So come to morose. Tomorrow will never come if you only choose to ignore. You only choose to ignore the truth with me. When the feeling's gone, the feel when the feeling's gone, you're sanguine, sanguine about it, sanguine, sanguine about it. You shouldn't have chosen to drain the blood out of my veins, 'cause now my pale skin's frail. Left your stain. Say what you need to say. Say it to me now. Say what you need to say. Say it to me now. The feel when the feeling's gone. The feel when the feeling's gone. You're sanguine. Sanguine about it, sanguine.
it gone now? I have one more song. The song's called Silent Empire.
Live performance here on Discord Radio. That was Plazas with about four or five. Was that four tracks? Five tracks. High five to five great tracks. Most of those from her latest EP, which is called Empathy, the Empathy EP from Plazas. We're going to actually bring her around. She was on the other side of the glass. We're going to bring her into the studio now to have a bit of a live chat. And yeah, by the way, Liz Holliday is with us today, making a return to Disco Radio. How are you doing, Liz?
Hello, I am very good. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. We've been treated to some great music. We got the best seat in the house.
We do, absolutely. We got front row. I actually happened to be front row at the Plazas EP release.
Oh, very nice.
At the Lido.
Oh, yeah.
A while ago. Yeah, so this is the second time.
Well, I guess I can ask you now, right in front of Plazas, what you thought of that show.
No pressure. I loved it. It was... I mean, I like this because it's a little more intimate, but it was cute. I think, unless I'm wrong, possibly, Savannah, your mom was there.
Yeah, she's always
there. Well, she said, I think there was one point where I was standing there with a friend. I turned around and I was like, I bet that's her mom, because this woman who looked very much like you and was just like super, she was so excited and like really wanting to take pictures and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. So I loved that element of it. It's nice seeing, you know, like the local musicians and like the family kind of community that they bring with them. It's really sweet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have the most supportive mom in the world, so
that's so nice. Well, welcome to Discord Radio, Savannah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. If your mom's so supportive, how come she's not here today?
I don't think she could find parking. Okay. She made the ride.
That's a common problem here, yeah, in ABC. Nice. Well, congrats on the new EP coming out last month. And we're just going to adjust some mics here. And the last track you heard, Silent Empires, great, great track, really catchy. A lot of the themes in that, we're talking about the realities of living in a big city while yearning for intimacy. So how have you come to terms with the living, the busy but lonely vibes of downtown life?
I think like the main way I cope with it is actually music. Like you can kind of like choose to drown it out with more beautiful sounds and like all those like emotions that we might not want to feel. We can like, I know music really helps with that for me, listening to it like when you're on the go. Like I think if you're feeling like isolated or something, I think music's always something that's there and it can help you feel more what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe a little bit more, I don't know what I was getting at with that.
Maybe connected?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the word I was looking for.
Connected. Nice. Well, I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that feeling of waiting for the expo line underground and feeling a little disconnected.
Yeah.
So I think you're speaking to a lot of people that would connect with what the message you're trying to convey.
Mm-hmm. And I think also we live in this world where like technology is such a huge part of our lives and we kind of forget about like the real like human connection. I think that's partly what that song is about too, wanting to go somewhere where you just feel where you're closer to your fellow humans.
Well, speaking of technology, I want to talk about technology for a little while because you primarily just use a laptop as your main instrument. And I know you went to Langara for digital music production. And I think I read somewhere that one of the reasons that you wanted to go into that course was for the DIY aspect of creating everything yourself, not just writing the song, producing the music, the album artwork. Can you talk a bit about the DIY aspect of this latest EP?
Yeah, I did everything myself, and I don't think for this EP I would have done it any other way. I went to school because I wanted to be able to learn how to do it on my own, like very like minimal like setup. I didn't want to have to, because obviously it's expensive to like go into a studio, and it's also more comfortable doing it at home, especially if it's one of your first experiments with recording. So I mean, the Langara program I took because I wanted to get the ideas that were in my head onto a laptop, or really anything I could get them into a concrete idea or a tangible idea. And that's why I took that program. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, really. It was the main thing that was blocking me from was really knowledge of how do I make or produce music, because I feel like there's lots of people out there who have really great ideas, but they're not really sure how to produce. And I feel like there's a lot of people that might be in the position that I was in. So I really would recommend, if you're like interested in learning, go to Langara. I'm not saying go to Langara, but like go.
Big ups Langara here at UBC.
Yeah, yeah. No, but go get that education that you need to break down that barrier.
Cool. Well, good on you for taking the bold step to help boost your career. I mean, and that career, and that that boost from Langara helped produce a great 5-song EP called Empathy. There's a real kind of a lot of like sort of dark new wave 80s vibes going on. Can you talk a bit about your love of the 80s or and some of the artists that maybe they helped
totally.
Influence you?
Yeah. I mean, Depeche Mode was huge for me, at least when I first heard Depeche Mode. I didn't know that like you could make music that sounded like that, just like their production and like what they sing about. Like, they've made a career off of singing about pain and suffering, but they present it in this pop form, which is so listenable. And I really like, if I could achieve anything close to that, I'd be happy.
Well, the 5-song EP is a great start.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be playing some shows in Vancouver as early as next month. You're going to be part of the Music Waste Festival.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be my first time playing Music Waste. So.
Wow. And I mean, I just seen some of the bands you're playing with. It's going to be the Thursday night of the festival, the opening night at mm-hmm. Fortune Sound Club. A great lineup, including Kim Gray, Data Plan, Fuzzy P, Booker T on Acid, Joe Past, So Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts for people that maybe give them a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge to come on out on Thursday, June 2nd?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Like, I know I'm playing and like in Fortune, there's three different rooms, and the room I'm playing in is kind of more of like the electro vibe room. And honestly, like, there's Shitlord Fuckerman. I don't know if I can say that on radio, but
too late. We're not in the 10-second delay.
No. But he's playing and he's really cool. He's like this really young kid and he's producing these really cool, like, electronic kind of, like, I don't know, his stuff's really weird, but it's really cool. And I think just to come out to see that, like, I'm looking forward to playing in the same room as him. I really want to see his set. So
awesome. Well, he's actually performing right before you at the Livestock Room.
Yeah,
he's at 10 o'clock, you're on at 11 o'clock. That's Thursday, June 2nd, at Fortune Sound Club. Savannah, thanks so much. Savannah Saloom, aka Plazas, thanks so much for coming on in.
And thank you for having me.
We wish you best of luck on your burgeoning music career. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday, June 2nd, along with another band we're going to play right now. These guys are playing the Artway stage, same night, 12 o'clock, right after your performance. This is Rec Center. We're going to play some Rec Center right now as we say goodbye to Savannah with a track from the new album, Tacomadrome, Alex Hudson's project, Rec Center. This is Concourse. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And thank you once again to Plazas for joining us here today on Discord Radio.
think the news midweek, when midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
He's a growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind
before I met you. Hello, listeners. It's Claire here, and I'm back again this week to talk about Horsepower, which was featured in the May issue of Discorder magazine. Horsepower is the Vancouver-based rap project of Jazlene Power. She just released her second EP, Out to Lunch, this past March. Jazlene is no stranger to CITR, and the EP features collaborations with Homeboy Jules from Crimes and Treasons. That's a show on CITR. The EP is high energy and shows more maturity and vulnerability than the last EP, which was called Bali Woes. Eleanor Waring writes that this is partly because she brings in her singing voice for the first time. She also samples Hindi and Bollywood music, something she chooses to do because of her personal connection to it and her love for it. She's been a performer from a young age, always loving the spotlight. She began with dance, then moved on to slam poetry, then theater, and she recently completed a theater degree at University of Victoria before landing on rap. For her, being on stage is like hanging out with a bunch of people at the same time. Horsepower will be performing at the Bhangra Festival on June 18th, or you can catch her co-hosting Crimes and Treasons on Tuesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on CITR. Right now, this is Horsepower with the title track off her new EP, Out to Lunch. Here's Out to Lunch on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
HP steak sauce. Stay fed, my dogs. Troop, troop. I'm out to lunch every Sunday. The entire world, I make my runway. High fashion, so stone. And maybe someday, my passion will own more than horseplay. Counting stacks like my name was Andre. But made a nom, Joker is my forte. My cup of tea, child, the cup don't fuck with me. I was spitting the truth, so us, but my feelings got all chucked up. So I threw in a cup and then I vodka mixed it up. For that tipsy ass blend that got you sipping till the end.
You know you gon' get up. My mama always bought and bumped that Costco Kirkland shit. That charged the battery switch. Once you plug in, the energy feeds and forgets.
The power horse, a pretty girl. I rap the north, a little squirrel. A vital force, oh yeah, the girl. Just like the neck, just like your ass.
Everybody gets this feeling when they party, when they're wheeling. Everybody gets this feeling when they party, when they're wheeling. Just like who's next?
It's lunch.
Just like who's next?
Stay fed.
Just like who's next?
It's lunch.
Just like who's next?
Fat. I'ma fight you in the dungeon when a nightlife for this life right when I take a bite. Mike Tyson and Bison, Monty Python, I'm a cobra. Let me show you how we eat the okra. You a bindi, never with me, I do Jimmy. Come on over, super freak, give it to me, baby, baby. Super freak, give it to me, baby, baby, baby.
What you know about digging and the lost and found? How about you spit it out, screaming nice and loud? I'm a camel, I'm a rabbit. When you label, it's a habit. I'm a geek from the chest.
You fucking nerd.
My heart is big, it's the best.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Out to Lunch from Horsepower, produced by homeboy Jules of Crimes and Treasons, a show here on CITR every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., 9 to 11. Horsepower is also known as Jazzline Power, and if truth be known, she was actually a Discord Radio intern back in the day. Yeah, back in 2013, she was with us for about a month or so. Before she found her rightful place on Crimes and Treasons, and now doing her thing, taking the Vancouver hip hop music world by storm. So good on Horsepower, and we are actually going to have her in here for an interview in one of the next 2 weeks. We have been in touch, so stay tuned for that. Definitely coming up in the next couple of weeks. Okay, so this is now the segment of the show where we count down the top five. Thanks again to Andy Resto, who puts this together every single week. We count on the top five most played albums here on CITR. And here we go. Number five this week, Sightlines with their album North off the Big Smoke label. Number four this week is Ashley Shadow, dropping three spots. She had a couple of weeks at number one. Her self-titled now at number four. Number three this week is DJ Zozy with Mellow Vibe off of 1080p. Number two this week, Wish Kicker with Porqué E. That's a self-release. Wish Kicker actually played a show last week here in town with a bunch of bands, including Inherent Vices, Doppelganger, and TV Ugly. That was all at the Cobalt last Thursday. And number one this week, nowhere to be seen on the list last week, so it's been a big week for them. No stranger to CITR, as they were the Shindig winners this past winter, 2016 Shindig winners. Late spring, their brand new album is called Invisible, and this is the title track off that album right now. Number one this week, Late Spring, Invisible, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We're back in Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Invisible from Late Spring, number one this week on the CITR Countdown. The time right now is 5:43 into the last quarter of the show, and we are now very proud to welcome a special guest to the studio. This is a new idea we're doing here at Discord Radio. We're bringing in the authors of the various artists. Of course, Discord Radio, we are the audio baby of Discorder Magazine, Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly since 1983. And in our brand new May issue, we've got five great new features, including a feature on the band Cornshed. Instead of having Cornshed here today, we have the next best thing. We've got the guy that met Cornshed, the guy who got to do the interview with Cornshed. He's sitting right here in the studio with us right now, and his name is Brody Rockstead. Brody, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Call me Brodlar.
Brodlar. Brodlar.
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Nice, man. So you've been writing for Discorder. I guess your first feature was about a year ago for them.
A year and a half, maybe 2 years even, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, for a while.
Nice. Yeah. I know you told me off air that it was a bit of a lifelong passion of yours to kind of get back into the writing game, because you were doing other things and you said, no, I want to write.
Yeah, I wanted to do more creative things, and now here I am. The last time I wrote was when I was at UBC writing papers, actually. So it'd been years. So it's been awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
This place has changed, by the way. Man, it's different. The Nest wasn't here when I was here, so
not at all.
Experience to come back here and see it.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you back here.
Thank you.
So you had the pleasure of meeting Cornshed a few weeks back and doing an interview, which is now you can read about on page 17 of your May copy of Discorder magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a bit about these guys. What are they all about?
They're all about having a good time and making good music. They were a really fun interview. They're originally from Ontario, now they're Vancouver-based, and they have a sound that has been coined cluster folk. So it's punk and bluegrass and like country and even a bit of blues. It's a bunch of different influences that comes together in kind of the aptly named cluster folk.
Cluster folk.
Yeah.
That's almost the second time we had the F word on the air today.
Yeah. I'll watch my P's and Q's. And it's an awesome sound. It's really... the name captures it as quite intense, quite frenetic, very high energy stuff.
Nice. How was the interview with the guys?
Great. We had a few pints down on Commercial. Can't remember the name of the
place.
Tough
work being a music writer.
Yeah, it was a really stressful day for me. we had three or four, and they were awesome. Like, they're serious musicians. Like, they can play, man, and their songs are great. And you know, and have a level of sophistication, like I mentioned in the article, but they don't take themselves very seriously as musicians, kind of in a way, right? They have a fun approach to it, which I like, which is refreshing because the music speaks for itself. So they're pretty laid back and like to have a good time.
Nice.
And to me, that's what a band should be, right? That's what it's all about.
I haven't seen them personally, but let's bring Liz Holiday in on this conversation. Now, you saw them a couple years ago, Liz, and
yes.
If I remember correctly, you were raving about these guys on the radio one day.
Yeah, I saw them about 2 years ago. They were playing Car Free Day on Commercial, which my family goes to every year, and we were just walking by, and they were playing outside, and it caught all of our attention, and we stopped and watched them for maybe like 15 minutes, because their energy, like even just watching the amount of energy they put into their performances, it's completely mesmerizing, was for me at the time. So then I went and saw, I did some research on them after, and I went and saw them my first time at Funky's. I went my first time
Funky
moshing.
Oh,
it was every, it was
wow.
My first time. Right, I was a late start for me, but
first time moshing,
yes,
was to clusterfolk.
To clusterfolk. Wow. It felt so right. It was really amazing. And I brought my brothers, who are a lot more into metal than I am anyway, and they were like just right into it. It was one of the most fun, like just pure fun shows I've ever been to, probably. It was great.
Yeah. Awesome.
They all have a metal background, lots of them, or actually all of them do. So that energy comes through as well. Their sound is not metal by any means, but there's a certain kind of structure and intensity that makes sense for
totally.
Sure. So you can totally mosh to them, absolutely.
Nice. Yeah. Well, Liz, you had the pleasure of seeing them live. Brody, you had the chance of hanging out with them live. What would you say was the most interesting thing you found out about these guys? Maybe an anecdote they shared with you? Or
just that they all came from Ontario, and they used to be fans of each other's bands and even once in a while playing each other's bands, and then they all kind of in their own time found themselves in Vancouver, so it's kind of like a reunion of sorts. They told me about an old band that they used to love, and Mark was in, called Tugnut, which is a wicked band out of Ontario. It's really experimental, like intense most Primus-esque band. And so all the other guys in the band, before they'd even met Mark, like, they knew who they were, and they had, like, they had their EPs and this and that, and went to see their shows. And so they've all been fans of each other's bands, and then, you know, it's kind of come together. Again, in the article I mentioned, it's kind of like a reunion of sorts, where they're all legitimately just fans of each other's music and abilities, and so they've all kind of, it's come full circle. And I thought that was kind of a cool story.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to hear some new music from them later this summer. They have an album coming out. They're also, they were in CBC's Searchlight competition. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that after we play some music from Cornshed. This is a track called Minus 45. Brody Rockstead, thanks so much for joining us here today at Discord Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Cornshed, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Too cold outside. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Global trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Low. Let your eyes fall heavy. You can jump, you won't fall off. Wide open, I'll be ready. Let your ego melt fast. Let your smile stay bright. You can hold my hand, a tiny grip throughout this night. So let me be the rules you need.
Hi.
Let me help you grow. Let me help you succeed. Know that you are loved, not just by me. See my heart open wide. So why do you get scared and why do you hide? Why do you hide? Let your doubts crash. Pieces, negativity needs its releases. Cause I know deep in you, you just want love. Love what you do, but sure it's you like a plank. And ego wants to fill the bank, but the bank in your heart will always be barren if you don't start the love to start the carry. So let me be the roots you need. Let me help you grow. Let me help you succeed. Know that you are loved, not just by me. See my heart open wide. So why do you get scared and why do you hide? Why do you hide? From
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Desiree Dawson, who was one of the four finalists in the CBC Searchlight competition. The only one from Vancouver. We're happy that a Vancouver native has made it into that the final four. Last year, there was no West Coast representation to be seen at all. But yeah, she has made it in there along with Dylan Menzies, Andy Tio and Tio Maleo. Those are all the four finalists. Andy from Toronto, Dylan Menzie from Prince Edward Island, and Tio Maleo from Toronto, along with Desiree Dawson there of Vancouver. The winner is going to get $20,000 and launched into Canadian emerging artistdom with all the great prizes from that contest. Okay, we're just about, the show is almost done. We want to thank everybody for joining us today. Plazas, Savannah Saloom for coming on in, Brody Rockstead, the features writer for the Corn Shed article, Claire Bailey for doing her remote thing, Camille Iverson on social media, Liz Holiday working the boards for Matt Muse, who's in Calgary, and coming up next is Mike doing Flex Your Head. This is an appropriate song to end the show with, considering Mike was on our show a couple weeks ago talking about the Pointed Sticks, the Vancouver band, the Vancouver punk band, pop punk band from the late 70s and early 80s. We had a great Discord Revisited article written by Erica Lyron about the Pointed Sticks and how they were supposed to open for the Buzzcocks, but the Buzzcocks canceled their show. This is back in December of 79, never to return to Vancouver. Until now, 37 years later, the Buzzcocks are in Vancouver this Saturday night playing at the Rickshaw. We're going to end the show today with this classic from the Buzzcocks in honor of Mike, the Pointed Sticks, Discord Revisited, and great music from abroad making its way back to Vancouver. Thanks again for everybody who was part of the show today. Buzzcocks to end it on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Someone else.